BBC News with David Austin. Tens of thousands of Egyptians have filled Cairo's Tahrir Square to show their anger at a decree issued by President Morsi, giving himself extensive new powers. He's tried to defuse the crisis by promising that his new powers would be limited, but protesters are demanding he withdraw the decree completely. John Lyne reports.
Through the day, protesters have been streaming, flooding into Tahrir Square. One of the first group was of lawyers, some still in their official robes. They're furious about President Morsi's declaration that he's not subject to the courts. The Nobel Peace Prize winner Mohamed al-Baradei and other liberals led a huge march in from a mainly Christian area of Cairo. By early evening, Tahrir Square was packed full of a noisy crowd. Other demonstrations are taking place in many other Egyptian cities. Many of the protesters are repeating the same chants they used against Hosni Mubarak last year, this time calling on President Morsi and his Islamist movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, to go.
The Congolese Red Cross says it's found more than 60 bodies in the eastern city of Goma, which was captured last week by the M23 rebel group. Here's Mary Harper.
The Red Cross in the Congolese capital Kinshasa told the BBC that it expected to find more dead people in Goma in the coming days. It didn't say whether the dead were civilians or members of armed groups, or who had killed them. The United Nations has said hundreds of prisoners who escaped as Goma fell are running wild in the city, threatening witnesses. The UN says Goma is especially insecure at night, when robberies and abductions take place.
The Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, who had surgery for cancer last year, is to return to Cuba for further medical treatment. In a letter asking the Venezuelan Congress permission to leave the country, President Chavez said he would have oxygen treatment and physiotherapy. Mr. Chavez was re-elected for a third term in October. His last session of radiation treatment ended 6 months ago. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, has admitted that she gave incorrect information to the public following the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya on September the 11th, in which the ambassador and three other people were killed. Jane O'Brien has this report from Washington.
The September attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi triggered a major political row over who knew what and when. Republicans accused the Obama administration of deliberately misleading the public after Susan Rice, the ambassador to the UN, said the assault was spontaneous rather than a pre-planned terrorist attack. Later intelligence reports contradicted that assessment. Ms. Rice now agrees her initial statement was incorrect, but denies attempting to mislead the American people.
World News from the BBC. The Mexican president-elect Enrique Peña Nieto is in Washington for talks with President Obama. Mr. Peña Nieto is due to be sworn in on Saturday. Correspondents say he wants to shift the focus of relations with the United States towards improving trade and economic growth. The two leaders were also expected to discuss Mexico's drugs war, which has cost tens of thousands of lives, and U.S. immigration policy, which has left millions of Mexicans in the U.S. without legal status. Two senior journalists at an Indian television channel, Zee News, have been arrested in Delhi, accused of extortion. The head of news and head of business at the channel have been accused of asking for $18 million from officials at the Indian business conglomerate, Jindal Group, in return for suppressing negative stories. The journalists deny the allegations. Jill McGivering reports.
The two journalists are accused of asking Jindal Group officials for a payment of about $18 million. The allegation is that they promised in return to suppress news reports about the group's alleged links to a high-profile corruption scandal involving the allocation of coal mining concessions. The officials say they secretly filmed the meetings and have made the footage public. The journalists have dismissed the allegations against them as fabrication. They say the video is doctored. On Tuesday, Zee News described the arrests as an attack on press freedom.
Jill McGivering. The online version of a Chinese Communist Party newspaper appears to have fallen for a spoof that hailed the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, as the sexiest man alive. The People's Daily published a 55-page photo spread of Kim Jong-un on its website after the American satirical magazine, The Onion, hailed him as every woman's dream come true. It quoted The Onion as praising the North Korean leader as a heartthrob with an air of power that masked a cute, cuddly side. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.